All year long, we've watched as the monstrous Islamic State army has rampaged across Syria and Iraq. There's the grotesque human cost, of course, but they've also got a terrible sideline in wanton material damage, the destruction of ancient landmarks where civilization began. This is from a video they made this summer as one of them took a sledgehammer to the tomb of the biblical and Quranic prophet Jonah in the Iraqi city of Mosul. Secretary of State John Kerry has called for international help in monitoring and stopping the destruction, and with me now is Kerry's Undersecretary for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs, Richard Stengel. Rick Stengel, welcome to Studio 360.
Hi, Kurt. Great to be with you.
So what has ISIL destroyed so far, the major things that we know of over there?
Well, I'll backtrack for one second. ISIL is not only decapitating individuals. They're trying to decapitate civilizations, the civilizations of Iraq and Syria. There is something which is almost as pernicious as the kinetic stuff that they're doing to people, which is the destruction of memory. I mean, they are purposefully going out and destroying monuments and relics and to destroy some of the, what I think is some of the important symbolism of Islamic unity going all the way back to the 7th and 8th centuries. So it's something that they're very proud of. Once upon a time, the bad guys like hid the fact that they were doing this. They are promoting it just the way they're promoting the kind of wanton violence that we're seeing all over the place.
Well, and not only destroying, you know, going after Sufi and Shia shrines and stuff, but going after, for instance, this ancient temple that is revered, Jonah's tomb, by every religion in the area. It really is as though they're trying to do the erasing civilizational memory on the grandest scale or the largest scale or the most horrible scale I've almost ever seen in my lifetime.
Yes, and that, I mean, that this is the cradle of civilization in the sense that, you know, there are the three Abrahamic religions, right? Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. These are monuments for every religion. I mean, those three religions revere some of the same figures, some of the same relics, some of the same people. So it is a destruction of a cultural memory that actually we should be trying to remember at this point.
Right. Have we, the U.S. government, sort of said, okay, here are the other things in this region that they now control? These are the sites that are now most threatened?
The State Department has a publication. It's called a Red List of Syrian Cultural Objects at Risk. And part of what that is to let people know, customs officials, because they do a lot of trafficking in this illegal stuff. I mean, they find middlemen to sell them, and then this becomes part of their financial lifeline.
There, I've read that experts in Middle Eastern archaeology, some of them are calling for the Security Council of the United Nations to more effectively and stringently ban the trade in antiquities. Is that out of the question?
It's not out of the question, and I don't know that there's a proposal out there, and you mentioned what the Security Council may consider, and I think when and if that comes up, that's something that we would absolutely consider.
As the U.S. military involvement ramps up, presumably that will distract them from the business of destroying cultural monuments, at least?
Certainly, since the airstrikes began from the U.S. and the coalition in Iraq and Syria, yes, they are much more on the run. I think it's interrupted their communications lines, their command and control lines. And so we've seen some diminishment of this. But again, as you know, in the media space and the digital space, it's a horizontal space. I mean, there are people who are obviously out of the line of fire who are working the digital space at the same time. So you can't kind of stamp out everything all at once.
The movie Monument Men came out in the last year about the people who went in at the end of World War II trying to save various cultural treasures in Europe from destruction by the Nazis. Once the combat situation and the security situation is, one hopes, advanced 6 months or a year from now, might it make sense for the United States to sort of essentially get archaeological boots on the ground over there to try to stabilize and tally what's there and what's been destroyed and save what's remaining?
Yes, absolutely. One of the bureaus that reports into me is the Education and Cultural Affairs, but underneath them is the Cultural Heritage Center, which has basically been around since World War II, which is a modern-day monuments men and women who work with the State Department and have, you know, for decades been dealing with cultural destruction, talking to governments about trying to prevent it, you know, even to the point of restoring, you know, part of what they do is restore objects and give them back to the host government. So, yes, we will be doing this after the kinetic part of the battle ends, and we're doing it right now, even while it's going on.
Rick Stengel, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kurt.
Richard Stengel is the Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs.